Well, it seems, you know, most people were able to get their things planted, but it wasn't, yields weren't exactly what they had hoped. But you know, like with it, with anything, it's resilience. You just keep going, and we're looking at the future. I mean, for next year, and hoping that next year's better. But, you know, this is a transition year for the committee. We've got some members coming off, some new ones coming on. And you know, a lot of them are excited about getting to work with the Young Farmers of Kentucky and hopefully getting to where we can, you know, help them in whatever way they need and meet their needs and advocate for them throughout the Commonwealth.
Is it sobering, for your group with the financial situation that we see right now? Because of the people who are challenged, I would have to believe it's our young farmers that are challenged probably the most.
It is. And you know, I think it's a lot could be learned. I mean, from the hard times, you know, it's not always been good for, and sometimes, I guess what I want to say is, you know, you look at the farmers that are here that have been here a long time. This is not the first time that adversity has happened. And I think, you know, being at this annual meeting, some of the young farmers can gain knowledge from those that have been in this for a while. But I do think, you know, it's not easy. Farming's not easy. You know, we're in it because we love it, you know, for the most part. Of course, you need to make money in order to survive. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's never easy. And you've got to do what it takes to get to the next level. And sometimes you got to go through the bad, if that makes sense.
Maybe you understand why those older guys have gray hair.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. You know, or no hair at that point. You know,
well, that's why they make hats.
That's right.
So from the things that the young farmers have worked on in the past year, what are the things that you guys have talked about, maybe separate from the board, that are specific to the younger set of the next generation?
Well, you know, every year in July we have policy meetings at our summer outing, and you know, we take that information from each of our districts, and then we meet on that usually around August, September-ish. As a committee, and we looked through all those policy recommendations, and we, I think, submitted 18 different policy changes for either state or national policy. And all of those made it so far through resolutions. They've not made it completely because they have to be approved, you know, later this week. But, you know, there's a lot of things going on with young farmers, and that's why it's so important for us as a committee to look at that. Because at the end of the day, like, we've got to advocate for them. What they need, and we're kind of the voice for them, and that's what we're supposed to do.
So in terms of those elements, and I realize it's got to come before the full delegate body before it's approved, but it's interesting for me to find out what were the things, it generally, maybe not all 18 listed specific, but what were some of the general things that came from the young farmers that said, hey, pay attention in this area?
One of the things that I remember, you know, of course, from 18, there's quite a big list, but it was with alpha-gal. I mean, in the classification of it as a disease so that it can be researched and money can be raised for that. That was one of the things that the committee, several people talked about that. There were some tax issues. We even discussed dredging. I don't know that there was ever really dredging of rivers. I don't know if that made it as a resolution, but that was a big discussion that we had because that came up a few times, you know, and, eminent domain was another big one, that we discussed, and we submitted resolution on that. So, I mean, there were a lot of topics that touch several people across the state, not just one pocket. You know, it's, now there are issues that are, at one side of the state, maybe Western Kentucky versus Eastern Kentucky, but we have a lot in common, and it's good to hear that you're not, as a young farmer, you're not the only one going through that situation, whatever it is. Like, we're all going through the same thing together, you know, and to get that common voice.
So we're losing 300 acres of farmland a day in Kentucky. That's a lot of dirt.
That's a lot.
And that's dirt that would be opportunity for any farmer, but especially for a young farmer.
That's exactly right.
Are you encouraged? Is your group encouraged that the state is concentrating on this and finding some avenues to maybe connect the dots between those people who don't have an heir but would like to see their land stay and farm?
Yes, the Kentucky Farmland Transition Initiative is definitely a godsend. I mean, as a young farmer trying to get into farming, or one that's in farming and trying to expand, you know, being able to make those connections with people who want to retire that don't have an heir, I mean, that's huge. One other resolution we talked about was with, we were talking about buildings. You know, there's a lot of farmland that's being used that's vacant, but there are buildings right now that are not, you know, they're old factories or old, they had another use. And right now they're vacant. So one of the things we would have liked to have seen, or may, if this resolution goes through, was about, you know, will there be a tax credit for somebody reusing or repurposing one of those buildings instead of using prime farmland? So that was something we talked about too. Mm-hmm. But the Kentucky Farmland Transition Initiative is huge in helping people my age and younger, you know, because it's the cost of farming is it's hard for a young man to get into it, you know, or young lady. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult.
Is it encouraging now to know that when that time comes and you term off or you age off of the young farmers, that there's another segment of Farm Bureau to step into called Generation Bridge?
Absolutely. You know, the one thing that I will say that I've learned this year, Farm Bureau is huge. Farm Bureau can do a lot of things, and just being able to be involved and having that place, whether it be young farmers, which it was for me, and going into Generation Bridge, that's huge, because you can be an advocate for people across the state. And you can, your voice can be heard, and Farm Bureau makes that voice heard across the state and across the nation. So
maybe you don't feel like you have to survive another 25 years to be able to step up and be a leader.
That's right.
There's already a place for you that's needed to share that aspect and that perspective of farming.
Correct. You know, because it's just like with young farmers, everybody's kind of in the same stage of life. Well, when you get to that, you know, 35, 36, right in that age to 49, you know, those people are going through different things in their life, same as young farmers. And once you get past 49, you know, same situation. So it is good to be able to get together as a group with people your age and see the same kind of along the same lines what you're going through.
Yeah, it's all downhill after 49. So
don't say that. That's that doesn't sound great.
Okay, here's the last one. So being the young farmer's chair, you got to sit on the board.
Correct.
How did the senior generation received the thoughts and ideas of a young man?
I will say this. They were very supportive, and I do thank the board. I had a good year. You know, they've always been supportive of young farmers, and because they understand that's the future, you know, and it's important that we continue that and build that relationship, because, you know, it takes both. You've got to have, you know, young people with new ideas. You've got to have people that have been there a while, you know, who have the experience. But you need to have both, because if not, you become stagnant. And, but I will say the board was very receptive, and, you know, I made a lot of friends. I mean, the family, they're like family. So it's a great time.
Having that many dads in one room.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you learn a lot, you know, it's, everybody's not leading the same life as me in Greenup County, you know. Across the state, it's different, but we have things in common that you can learn and you can apply in your own life or your own operation. So.
Cool. Yeah. Did they ever let you speak?
Yeah. I actually got to lead the pledge, which was great. I led the pledge every time. And then I did give a young farmer report every meeting. So
good.
Yep. And if you see Eddie Milton, I don't know, he has a porch goose, concrete porch goose. And, just, you know, ask him about how the goose is doing, if it's flying away or where it's at in his office. So.